Something I forgot to mention, because it was on the back of my sermon notes, is back-to-school shoe drive. This is something I don't know if this church has done in the past, but it was brought to our attention, and we just thought it was an awesome idea. And so if you would read this, it says all the information that I believe, anyway, that you need to know. And if you have some shoes that you would like to help students in the Warsaw School District out with, or maybe even kids that aren't involved, maybe they're too young to be involved, bring those shoes by. Just follow the directions here. Also, remember this is the Warm House weekend, since we're taking communion, and their barrel is out there ready for foods to be brought to you. And finally, do you remember our ribbons from a few weeks ago? Representing your gifts and talents in this church. It makes a beautiful rainbow of colors, doesn't it? And I want to thank Debbie and Ray Chapin for putting them on that ring. I just thought that was awesome. And so each time you see those, may you remember how many gifts and talents this church has. And when we all work together in Jesus' name, looks pretty awesome, doesn't it? All right, Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11, we'll read verses 1 through 13. Once you find that, if you would close the Bible right there on your finger, and if you'd stand with me, raise that Bible above our head, and let's say this loud and proud this morning. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing with me as we read God's Word together. Luke, the Gospel of Luke, beginning with chapter 11, verse 1. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples." Jesus said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial.'" And Jesus said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived and I have nothing to set before him.' And he answers from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he is a friend, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds, and for everyone who knocks the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for a fish, will give a snake instead of a fish? Or is the child, if the child asks for an egg, will give a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him?" Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. If you want to grab the sermon notes, grab a pencil or pen and follow along this morning, you are absolutely welcome to do so.